The future of the world depends on it.
This would be the time, because you really need to bring China into the creation of a new world order, financial world order. They are kind of reluctant members of the IMF. They play along, but they don't make much of a contribution because it's not their institution. Their share is not commensurate. Their voting rights are not commensurate to their weight. So I think you need a new world order, that China has to be part of the process of creating it, and they have to buy in. They have to own it the same way as, let's say, the United States owns the Washington consensus, the current order. China will emerge as the motor replacing the U.S. consumer. And of course, it's a smaller motor because the Chinese economy is much smaller. So the world economy will have less of a motor. So it will move forward slower than it has in the last 25 years. But China will be the engine driving it forward, and the U.S. will be actually a drag that's being pulled along through a gradual decline in the value of the dollar.
And what about the American concern that aiding and abetting this move away from the dollar as the world's reserve currency ultimately means a weakening of the U.S. economy?
It is not necessarily in our interest to have the dollar as the sole world currency, because as the world economy grows, it needs additional currency. And if the dollar is that additional currency, it means that the U.S. has to have a chronic current account deficit. And that is not appropriate. So I think it's in our interest as well to reform the system. I think this is a healthy, if painful, adjustment that the world has to go through.
If America doesn't actively take part in this sort of renegotiation of global finance, what will happen? What's your nightmare scenario?
Well, the Chinese will go bilateral. They already do it. They already have a clearing arrangement with Argentina, and I think they're working on one with Brazil, and you will find that there will be more and more bilateral arrangements. So the dollar will remain the main international currency, but its use will decline. So I think that a world of bilateral relations is less desirable than a continuation of a multilateral system. But the system we have now has actually broken down, only we haven't quite recognized it. And so you need to create a new one. And this is the time to do it.
In the United States, how worried are you about the budget deficit and maybe about the possibility of inflation?
Well, certainly a decline in the value of the dollar is necessary in order to compensate for the fact that the U.S. economy will remain rather weak, will be a drag on the global economy.